West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, numerous City of Villarica employees and at least one city council person over the weekend sharing their concerns over the negative way that some city employees are being treated by some city residents, seemingly because of the drama associated with the city's current city manager and former mayor. Last Thursday, two city employees told me off the record that fellow employees in multiple departments are being taunted and harassed as they go about their work, and they do believe the harassment is a result of the poor decisions associated with their boss. City Councilwoman Stephanie Wormoth on Sunday taking to social media with the same concerns about employees. Wormoth stating, "Our city employees have absolutely no authority when it comes to our political decisions that have been made." She says it is unacceptable that multiple employees in different departments have reported being slandered, followed, and harassed not only while on the clock, but also when they are off the clock and with their families. She asks residents to please keep your actions appropriate so that we can move forward in a positive direction. A 28-year-old, now former healthcare facility worker who was charged last month with close to 80 felony counts relating to alleged fraud against elderly residents of the Countryside Health Center in Buchanan, is now being charged with 8 additional felony counts after investigators determined she had stolen approximately $13,000 from another patient. Jonna Hanna of Carrollton was first arrested Tuesday, February the 20th, and hit with 78 counts of fraud and elderly abuse after it was alleged that she stole approximately $50,000 from patient accounts that she managed at Countryside Health Center. She was free the next day after meeting a $50,000 bail. Buchanan Police Chief David Radner tells WLBB Radio that 8 additional warrants have been issued for Hanna after investigators revealed she had intercepted 3 pension checks totaling approximately $2,000 that were earned by a resident of Countryside. She's alleged to have taken that same man to a local bank where the victim emptied his account of approximately $10,000. The money was intended to go to the care facility for his eventual burial services, but she instead deposited the check into her personal account. Chief Ratner on Sunday said it is important to put this story out there to encourage next of kin to check in on the finances of their family members staying in nursing homes, whether it's locally or anywhere really. He said Countryside has been extremely helpful in this case. They, in fact, brought their initial concerns to us. But this could happen anywhere. Please ask questions. What does this cost and this cost? Trips to the hair salon. Feel free to check in on where the money is going and how much everything really does cost. A man wanted for murder in Meriwether County claimed his own life after an hours-long SWAT standoff in Noonan Friday afternoon. Officers surrounded an apartment building off McIntosh Road near Roberts Road after 19-year-old Omar Maurice Rosser Jr. refused to come out of a residence. The SWAT team eventually made their way inside, and they found Rosser dead from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Rosser was suspected in the shooting death of 19-year-old Bryant Elder of Luthersville on Wednesday. A 61-year-old Bremen man remains in the Harrelson County Jail Monday after deputies say he forced his way into a home on Old Moores Mill Road in Bremen late Saturday evening. Investigators determined that Donald Allen had attempted to come into the residence but found the back and front doors were locked. So he broke a window on the house. When he could not make entry through the broken window, he went back to the front door and kicked it in. Allen entered the house and assaulted the homeowner with a baseball bat, causing injuries to his face. A witness on scene was not injured but did have a panic attack and was transported to the hospital. Allen admitted that he broke down the door and hit the victim with a baseball bat. He's been charged with aggravated assault and criminal damage to property. No motive for the crime was available on Sunday. The office of the Coweta Judicial Circuit District Attorney Herb Cranford encouraged by the progress of a Georgia Senate bill currently making its way through the House. SB 465 has been called Austin's Law, and according to Coweta Judicial Circuit Assistant District Attorney Matthew Swope, was created to close the gap of accountability for individuals selling and distributing opioids and fentanyl, which results in a death.
How do you charge that? How do you protect individuals? How do you hold others accountable? In Georgia, there's 3 ways. Well, 2 right now, we're working on the third. You can charge a distributor of narcotics and opioids with felony murder. But the problem is, we have to prove that they knew fentanyl was in whatever drugs they sold. So that leaves involuntary manslaughter. Felony murder carries a life sentence. Involuntary manslaughter carries a max of 10 years. So we have this gap of accountability.
Swope was a guest speaker at Thursday's Fentanyl Awareness Summit in Carrollton.
So with the support of the Lieutenant Governor's Office, Herb Cranford and some of the other ADAs in our office drafted a bill, and it brings a new charge. It's called aggravated involuntary manslaughter, and it is specifically targeted at opioids and fentanyl. It takes away the requirement of you have to know you were selling somebody fentanyl. It takes away that backdoor escape hatch. And it holds a punishment range of 10 to 30 years or life. It gives prosecutors broad discretion. Is this somebody who is callous and we should seek a life sentence? Or is this somebody who made a mistake and we seek 10 years?
And 5 legislative days remain in the 2024 legislative session for this bill to be passed. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source in the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington.